Whose side are you on? This question can be used to taunt or to challenge an opponent. It is used, at the very least, to cause one to think through one's position with the view to changing it. It is the question that chief spokesman for the Assyrian army, here referred to by his Akkadian title, Rabshake, poses to Hezekiah, to the army of the Israelites, and indeed to all the Israelites. Yesterday, Dr. Rast did an excellent job of summarizing the centrality of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. I have no need, therefore, to do the same. I will instead focus on another aspect of the Old Testament that it often provides us a view of the Christian life in microcosm. One might think that it would be difficult to find an application of this text to our life today. After all, we here in the United States are not citizens in a theocracy, a nation governed by God, nor is there any threat from an Assyrian army, that empire being long dead. We can, however, readily understand the application in New Testament terms. The nation of Israel was God's people, those belonging to the kingdom of God. God's people now are the Christian church. They are the people who live in a theocracy, a people governed and ruled by God. The Assyrian army was a foreign power opposed to God's people. And there are still powers that continue to oppose and harass God's people. The Christian church, these are the devil, the world, and our flesh. And these powers certainly do continue to taunt and challenge the church and each individual Christian, you and me, with their, whose side are you on? Each one works in a different way, but each one strives to oppose anyone who is in God's kingdom. And each one is adept at tailoring its own taunting question to each individual. The examples I give here, therefore, may not apply precisely to you, but you can rest assured that the question will come to you in some form. Whose side are you on? Asked the devil. Do you want to continue to be a fuddy-duddy and miss out on all the fun? I have plenty of opportunity for you, and you won't know what you are missing until you join in. The devil knows psychology well, inside and out. He will use positive reinforcement to keep someone doing what he wants you to do, and he will use negative reinforcement to prevent you from doing what he doesn't want you to do. The world, that is, the people who are not in God's kingdom, but in Satan's kingdom, can tempt the Christian in a very similar way, although it might not be quite so insistent. If you don't join us, okay, but it's your loss, and then the world can go off expecting you to notice how empty your life is, but too wrapped up in itself to notice if you do not join in. Or the world can be overly insistent. Especially on this anniversary of September 11th, we recognize one way that the world can tempt us. Whose side are you on anyway? Why can't you join us in praying to our generic God? Are you with us or with our enemies? If you can't and won't join us, you must be against us. Then there is our sinful flesh, the sinful nature that remains a part of our flesh and blood, even though we have been redeemed by Christ the crucified. Our flesh can ask the same question. Whose side are you on? How many millionaire Missouri Synod pastors can you name? Now, how many millionaire heterodox preachers can you name? Well, what's in it for you if you're such a stick-in-the-mud confessional Lutheran? Whose side are you on? The question is a good one, except for one problem. It's the wrong question. Isaiah said to the servants of King Hezekiah, "Say to your master, thus says the Lord, Do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have reviled me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, so that he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land. The right question is not whose side are you on, but who is on your side? God simply says, thus says the Lord, I will do thus and so, and the problem is solved. It is not a question of whose side you are on, but only of who is on your side. In the fight against the world, the devil, and our own sinful flesh, we can rest absolutely assured that God is on our side. God came to your side in the waters of holy baptism, placing you in his kingdom, making the declaration that he would be with you throughout life and even into eternity. God continues to assure you that he is on your side through the words of holy absolution, through the words of holy scripture, and through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Because we know that God is on our side, we can confidently say with St. Paul, I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Or in the words of King David, saying the same thing, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Although I must admit it sounds so much better in the original Hebrew. None of these reassurances, whether from Paul or David, means that the taunts and challenges will go away. Indeed, they do not and will not. God's reply to Hezekiah reassured him and us that in spite of challenges to us, God will continue to protect us. Johann Frank, in our office hymn, Jesus, Priceless Treasure, reassures us likewise that Jesus is with us in the midst of foes, death, the evil world, and everything else that happens to oppose us. Certainly, with Christians around the world, we can confess, those who love the Father, though the storms may gather, still have peace within. Yea, whate'er I here must bear, thou art still my purest pleasure, Jesus' priceless treasure. Because God has called us into his kingdom, we can rest assured that he will continue to be our support and defense in every need. He will continue to preserve his church in safety, despite appearances to the contrary. For it is not a question of whose side we are on, but only of who is on our side. And we know for a certainty that God is on our side because God is with us, or in Hebrew, Emmanuel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.